Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Saturday Stories Leadership Kit. Be careful of enthusiasm destroyers. The comment that stuck. Before we jump into today's story, I want to ground myself in gratitude. First, I'm thankful for students who start something with excitement and courage. Second, I'm thankful for moments when kids realize words carry weight. And third, I'm thankful for classrooms where enthusiasm can be protected, not crushed. It's Saturday, which means it's time for another Saturday story from the Leadership Kit. Saturday stories are short, student-friendly leadership stories that help students build awareness through real moments, not lectures, not call-outs, just shared language. Each story stands on its own, but together they can help students notice patterns in how they treat themselves and others. Let's get into this week's focus. This episode is part of the Leadership Kit. The value we're focusing on this week is enthusiasm. The skill students are practicing is be careful of enthusiasm destroyers. And the story? Well, the story you're about to hear is called The Comment That Stuck. The characters in this story are Jaden, Aaliyah, and Sophia. I'm going to read the story all the way through. No interruptions. I'm just going to have you listen and then we'll go from there here. All right, here we go. Let's get started with the story. The Comment That Stuck. Jaden couldn't stop smiling. He tapped his paper with his pencil, already imagining how it would look when he finished. The idea had come to him fast, and for once he felt excited before he even started. Aaliyah noticed. "You look way too happy for an assignment," she said, smiling. I actually like this one," Jaden said. "I think it's going to turn out really good." Sophia leaned over to look. Before she could say anything, another voice from nearby said, "That's not even going to be that good." Jaden froze. The smile didn't disappear, but it faded. He stared at his paper again. The idea didn't feel as clear anymore. Aaliyah glanced over. "You don't have to listen to that." Jaden shrugged. "I know. It's just stuck." Sophia leaned closer. "Do you still like your idea?" Jaden hesitated, then nodded. "Yeah, I do." He picked up his pencil again, slower this time, but steadier. By the end of the work time, his page was full. When the teacher walked by, she paused. "This shows a lot of thought." Jaden looked up. Later, Aaliyah said, "Some comments try to steal excitement." Jaden nodded. "I think I'm learning when to ignore them." Sophia smiled. "That's leadership too." Well, our skill focus here, y'all, is be careful of enthusiasm destroyers. See, some people, sometimes without realizing it, say things that drain excitement, y'all. Good learners learn to notice those comments, decide whether to accept them, and then to protect their enthusiasm anyways. Not every voice deserves space in your head. Write that down. It's going to be in a test, y'all. I'll say it again. Not every voice deserves space in your head. Boy, is that something that we have to teach students. That's true for us, and it's true for the students that we work with, y'all. And so I have some questions that you can use with students that you can spread out over time, like over the course of the week here. And you can start with a reflection question, usually immediately after the story, where you can say something like, have you ever felt excited about something and then felt different after a comment? See, then kind of as the week goes on, you can say, hey, get into some noticing questions, right? Like, what happened to Jaden's excitement? What made the comment hard to ignore? Or how did Aaliyah and Sophia support him? And then really later in the week, you know, maybe towards the end of the week, you can ask an application question like, hey, what kinds of comments drain excitement? How can you protect your enthusiasm, and when should you listen to feedback, and when should you let it go? See, so I want to encourage you to use the story with students, and let's talk about how to use the story with students. This week, it's not about calling people out. It's about awareness. As the week goes on and you're working with students and reviewing the story with students, notice moments And name the skill. Hey, that comment could have been an enthusiasm destroyer. Or I noticed you kept going anyways. Or you protected your excitement when someone said something not very nice. Or something that might have bummed you out or might have drained your energy. See, students don't need to shut down feedback. They need to learn how to filter it. And sometimes kids will say stuff it's teaching students, you can get into about like, how do you give appropriate feedback? This is really looking at how do you receive feedback and recognizing that you don't have to, that's the lesson here learned is like you don't have to let everybody live in your head with a comment, especially if you don't agree or it's a comment that might come off as abrasive or kind of not very nice, y'all. And so that's the big thing here is teaching young people how to sometimes ignore comments or not give any weight behind certain comments that might not be purposeful or meaningful or add to our joy and excitement of our work. There are opportunities here, though, too, to talk about learning. You can flip this and talk about how do you give feedback that's constructive and meaningful and not like jerkish. Is that a word of the day? Jerkish, right? But really though, we've got to teach kids how to filter jerkish feedback or feedback that might come off as jerkish. I think that I mean, because there are some people in their life that are going to give jerkish comments, and how do you, we don't want to just shut down if someone gives us a jerkish comment. I as I'm talking here, boy, what an interesting word, jerkish. because you're going to get jerkish feedback from people sometimes. And you're going to get some constructive, positive feedback that can be beneficial to us also as human beings. And so teaching students the difference and teaching students how to navigate the valuable feedback versus the jerkish feedback can be powerful, y'all. Well, if you want the printable version of this story with teacher questions and a student handout you can use with students, you can find it at beafunkyteacher.com. It's free for classroom use. So as you go into this week, here's the leadership focus. Not every comment deserves your energy. Not every voice gets to decide your excitement. This week, help students learn how to notice enthusiasm destroyers and choose not to give them power, because protecting excitement is how creativity, effort, and confidence survive. Well, I want to encourage you, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.